There are no mitzvot which are specific to Shavuot as a Yom Tov, but there are a number of minhagim which are observed, and perhaps one of the most famous minhagim is that of the Tikkun Leil Shavuot, to stay up through the night learning Torah. And the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Tzadik Dalet Sif Katan Aleph brings a source for this, says that it's based on a comment in the Zohar, which says that the Hasidim Harishonim, the early pietists, would stay up through the night involved in Torah. And he says that this is already in his time, this has become a widespread minhag amongst the Lomdim, against people who learn Torah. And he suggests that perhaps there's a reason for this, because of a Medrash which tells us that on the night of Matan Torah in the Midbar, the Bnei Israel went to sleep, had a good night's sleep, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to wake them up the next morning to receive the Torah. And therefore, as a tikkun for this, in order to correct what went wrong that year, we stay up through the night and show our eagerness to learn Torah through the night, and then to read the Aseret HaDibrot first thing in the morning when we daven an early shachrit. And it's brought down in the Shar HaKavanot of the Arizal that anybody who's awake throughout the whole night of Shavuot and doesn't sleep even just for one moment, then they're guaranteed that they're going to live out that year and that nothing bad will happen to them during the course of that year. In any event, there's a question: what should one learn on the Tikkun Leil Shavuot? Some places people go to a whole range of shiurim, some of which are more akin with Talmud Torah than others. Some people sit down in the Beis HaMedrash and they learn Gemara or Rambam or Shulchan Aruch or whatever it is. They learn through the night that way. And some people read what's known as the Seder Tikkun Leil Shavuot, which is a composition which has many excerpts from Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, Mishnah, Gemara, etc., etc. Really beginnings and ends of Parakim, and so that one gets through the night. One hasn't learned all of Torah Shebichtav and all of Torah Shebaal Peh at all, but one's learned the most key passages of Chumash and key passages in Tanakh and Mishnah, beginnings and ends of Parakim and Masechtot, etc. So one's got a sort of overview of Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And what is the correct thing to learn? So Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva on this in Yechaveh Da'at, Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Bet, and he says it was the practice of the Arizal and the Shla to learn the Tikkun, and he says also the Chida. Rav Chaim David Azulai, he was very makpid that one should learn the Tikkun as well, but he brings the Chok Yaakov, one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Katan Aleph, who says that in actual fact, learning the Tikkun is just for Amei Haaretz, people who don't know how to open a Gemara or a Mishnayos and learn properly. People who know how to learn properly will learn properly, but there are lots of people who can't learn properly, and rather than sitting in Shiurim, they read the Tikkun. And that's, but it's not really what one's supposed to learn, it's just for lack of anything else, so we'll give them a taster of learning. There's a very famous story, though, which says exactly the opposite. Story about 1 year on Shavuot, the Vilna Gaon and the Dubna Magid were in the same Beis HaMedrash, and the Vilna Gaon was sitting there learning reading the Tikkun Leil Shavuot, whilst the Dubna Magid was sitting learning Gemara. And the Vilna Gaon came up to the Dubna Magid and said, why aren't you learning the Tikkun like the rest of us are? And the Dubna Magid said, the Tikkun is for really real Talmidei Chachamim, who can just go through it, and you know, the first line of Masechta and the last line of Masechta will remind them of everything that's in the Masechet. But for people like me who are less learned, I need to spend my time learning Torah, not just being reminded of what's in Torah. In any event, the conclusion of Rav Avadia Yosef is that he thinks that it's most correct to follow the Kabbalistic custom and to learn the Tikkun. But one shouldn't protest against those who learn Gemara or other things, provided they're not mafrish min hatzibur. Meaning, if everybody in the shul, everybody in the Beit Midrash is learning the Tikkun together, then don't be the one who opens Gemara and says, Tikkun's not for me, I'm learning Gemara. But if everybody's learning their own thing, so ideally he thinks learn the Tikkun, but you can learn other things as well. That might be coming from a Sephardic perspective. I don't know how widespread it is in Ashkenazi communities these days to read the Tikkun, even though it certainly was promoted and printed amongst Ashkenazim, perhaps even composed by Ashkenazim. I was once asked the question, why don't we do a Tikkun Leil on both nights? I think one of the answers is because one night, okay, you can get back to your sleep schedule, but two nights is a real challenge. The other answer is, of course, it's a minhag. So minhag we keep on the first day, but not on the second day. It's also brought down that the Griz, Reb Velvel, the Brisker Rav, he was always surprised by the fact that so many people learn through the night on Shavuot, which is it's a minhag. It's not mentioned in Shas, it's not mentioned in any of the Rishonim. It's a nice minhag, but staying up through the night on Seder night until you're overcome by sleep is something which is mentioned in Chazal, which appears in the Shulchan Aruch, and very few people are marked on that. People just go to bed after the Seder. And he thinks it's strange that we're so machmir on the minhag and so makel on the din. Ad kan.